I comb my hair nice in an homage to Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores.
A lot of Aquanet.
Mm-hmm. Joe, what's going on this morning?
Kevin's got that hair doesn't move out on the sideline. He works the sideline. It's perfect when he comes in off of it. You know, he's always solid.
That's right.
Joe, a major Nashville connection, obviously, on the Ole Miss staff with Ken Austin, who played at Brentwood Academy, later went to Ole Miss. Did Vanderbilt recruit him? Were they in on him?
Oh, I believe they were. I think they pushed pretty hard for him. Boy, I remember those days. Who was it, Jimmy Hockaday that he threw to, I believe?
Yes, he did.
And,
Jimmy went to Georgia.
Yeah, and that was, I remember that team because there were so many people that thought that, oh, there's great talent that could stay right here close and play, and then and Kent went to Ole Miss and Jimmy went to Georgia. And Kent's going to, it's going to be interesting because what Ole Miss is doing offensively now is much different than what they did last year, obviously, with the changes that have been made. So, and it's one of those things when you sit and look at, I'm sure Ken Austin liked the fact that when he came down here and he said, okay, well, what have I got here to work with? And he looked at his offensive line and he saw across the front 318, 300, 312, 343, 350. That's their starting five. That's probably reassuring for a former quarterback to know that he's got that line in front of them.
On the other side, Greg Hardy also coming back this week for Ole Miss. So they got Perry Ejiri back. They got Ted Laurent back. They're two big tackles. And now they have their best defensive end.
It's going to be interesting to see how much he can play. You know, as you guys know, when you're out for a while and come back, you know, are you full speed? Can you go all the time? But, you know, Hardy's one of those impact players where he's all over the field. He's a great athlete. You know, we've seen him on offense as well in the past. This is going to be an interesting one, obviously, for Vanderbilt to see if they can, you know, sort of slow down this large Ole Miss team on both sides of the ball. But, you know, Vanderbilt's counter will be that they're extremely quick now. And, you know, sometimes that quickness can be an advantage, too. So it's going to be an interesting little chess match.
Jared Hawkins has played outstanding football. Wouldn't you think Jeff Jennings might be back in the lineup? Haven't seen him since the opener at Miami.
And I'm guessing you won't see him Saturday. The shoulder has not healed to the point where even, and I was talking to Bobby the other day, even when he tried to just run, that just the normal motion of running, of moving your arms and pumping your arms when you run was painful. So I don't think you'll see him Saturday. And then, of course, you get the open week after that, which is, quite frankly, going to be really welcome because that might be the time that after that you see a George Smith come back. You might even see an Alex Washington at that point. You see some of these guys start to get back. But I don't think we're going to see Jeff for at least a couple more weeks.
You guys were talking about the Ole Miss offense and their offensive line a little bit a few minutes ago. It's going to be one thing to watch to see if Vanderbilt can put some pressure on Jevon Snead, who hasn't been sacked yet this season.
That's going to be a huge point for Vanderbilt, obviously. It's going to take two things, I think. One is they can't let Ole Miss just run big chunks of yardage off and put together long, sustained drives that are based on ground game. But the other is when Snead goes back to pass, they've got to get in his face. They've got to make him move. And, you know, Snead has, I think, completed about 56% of his passes. He's thrown six touchdown passes. He's obviously a quality player. You can tell, you know, the transfer from Texas. And he's given them a dimension they didn't have in the past couple of years.
So. One thing he has not done, though, is throw the long ball.
Right.
And it's going to be interesting to see if Bruce Fowler game plans accordingly.
Well, it'll be interesting to see, really, if both teams do that. Because, if you know, you remember people talk about Vanderbilt not really having much passing yardage, and that's true. They haven't thrown over 100 yards in any of the games so far. But they've thrown the long ball on a number of occasions and hit it a couple of times. And, of course, would have hit it last Saturday. Had one that Sean just could not hang on to in the end zone that was a sure touchdown. So Vanderbilt has been a team that's sort of taken its shots down the field. It'll be curious to see if Ole Miss plays that too.
Joe, thanks as always. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you guys.